are Tri-State's number one motorsports talk show. Today's program is brought to you in part by our marketing partners. Recognized by the Eastern Motorsports Press Association as one of the top racing shows in the Eastern United States, here's Rappin' on Racin'.
Good evening and welcome once again to Rappin' on Racin'. I'm Don Gamble and today's show is for April 30th, 2024. Got a real nice selection of guests. We're going to start off with the Director of Operations and the announcer from Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, Tyler Harris. Then we have Victory Lanes from Pittsburgh, Ben Police, Rush Late Models, Cole Holden, Rush Modifieds, Cody Catellus, Pro Stocks, Logan Catellus, Hobby Stocks, Tyler Hollister, Open Fours, Gavin Kokolas in the Young Guns. Lenny Baticki has a nice interview with Joey Padula, the promoter at the Bedford Speedway. I had a chance to talk to Bonnie Sarver, the daughter of the 1968 Lernerville Speedway track champion, Dave Thompson. He was the very first track champion at Lernerville Speedway. Eric Westendorf will highlight the action from Lernerville Speedway and his comments with feature winners A.J. Flick, Mike Norris, Eric Rudolph, and Tyler Dietz.
This is the Banker Bob thought for this evening. It's a good thing to forgive someone who has wronged you. However, it's a stupid thing to ever trust them again.
Every day when they open the doors at Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, their goal is to provide great customer service by offering affordable automotive and truck repair service performed by highly trained technicians at the highest industry standard. By implementing the latest diagnostic equipment and computerized repair manuals, you can rest assured that your vehicle will be repaired to factory specifications for your specific car or truck. At Zarin Truck and Automotive, they believe in honest repairs and will demonstrate that fully by explaining the repair or service you are receiving, and they'll give you an estimate or quote before work is performed. When you choose Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, you are choosing professional automotive repair and maintenance performed by expert automotive technicians. That's Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights. Race fans know by now that Rappin' on Racin' takes you behind the scenes with in-depth interviews of drivers, promoters, and racing personalities. But now it's time to go under the hood and see why another local legend laps the competition. Number One Cochran is Western Pennsylvania's leading automotive retailer and has been earning fans of the tri-state area since 1965. From luxury coupes to heavy-duty trucks and every type of model in between, they have it all. Choose from 19 new car brands plus thousands of pre-owned vehicles. You'll also get Number One Cochran's best price up front with total transparency and absolutely zero hassle. It's known as clearly better car buying, and you won't find it anywhere else. Visit a local Number One Cochran store near you or buy online anytime with Expressway at Cochran.com. Number One Cochran, proud sponsor of Rappin' on Racin'.
And now back to Don Gamble and more Rappin' on Racin'.
All right, fans, joining us now, the Director of Operations and the voice of Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, Tyler Harris. Tyler, how are you?
I'm great as always, Don. How are you tonight?
Good, good. I always look forward to our chat. Before we get too far into the weeds here, I'd like to compliment you on the new logo. It is really nice.
Yeah, thank you. Jesse Forsey at over at Octane Customs did a tremendous job with the logo. The goal of it was to try to embody some of the previous things from the past logo, the red, the yellow, the blue, which is very coincides with the Pittsburgh Steeler logo, the three colors that kind of combine together to make steel, each color having its own representation of that process. The Pittsburgh skyline in the background, but just an overall sleek, new-looking logo. It's beautiful. So really pumped to finally have that out and start getting some merchandise printed for it as well.
Very nice. I also want to compliment you on how you're working the crowd, especially with the kids. I mean, they're our future. Like those armbands, you kept running out of armbands, sending somebody back to get more. And I think the kids love that interaction with you and or whatever you're giving away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, it's a great way to kind of thank them for being there. I mean, without the kids, that's the future of our sport. It's so important to keep them engaged, keep them happy, and give them a token of our appreciation to take back with them, and hopefully they remember their time there. So not only that, but we're doing posters in our gift shop as well that have my first race on it and our PPMS logo with some dirt cars racing in the background, and they have the ability to put their name and their age on that too, just as an additional keepsake for their night, totally free, and just another way of thanking them for coming out.
Well, when it comes to thanking, how about these car cons? You need to thank these drivers because you get some really good car cons.
Yeah, the first three races of the year now have just been absolutely mind-blowing. The amount of support that we've had from the drivers and the fans, it's incredible. So 112 cars on the Pot of Gold 75, 95 cars during the Herb Scott Memorial, 47 of which were Rush late models for that Touring Series race. And then this past Saturday night, Dawn, we ended up having 75 cars, and 18 of which were Rush late models, 14 were Penn Ohio Pro Stocks. All divisions have been above average, and that's just way, way more than we can thank the drivers enough. It's impossible. You try to go around before the races and shake hands and thank them, and it's just not enough gratitude. So as we continue to build forward, the drivers know that as we continue to build forward and push forward, that there will be more in it for them if they continue to support. And, hopefully we can continue to get that information out and get that process rolling. But we're just overall flattered and thrilled with the amount of support that we've had from the drivers. And hopefully the fans continue to come as a result of that.
Well, they see all the improvements. They see how nice the track is. The surface is outstanding. So the guys that are coming are telling their friends, hey, you ought to be down there. This place is really nice.
Yeah, and that's the goal. That's the hope. The Pro Stocks, I think, were the only weekly series track left on Saturday nights. I know Sharon runs them. I can't remember if it's weekly, but, we want to provide a great facility for the drivers. And there's more plans in the pipeline to continue to improve the facilities there. It's just a matter of time and being consistent. And it's just not outspending yourself and not putting yourself in a position where you can't continue to operate because of the financial contributions going into the track and not being able to stay upright. So it's going to be a slow process, but the process is in place, the plan is in place, and it's just a matter of executing. And Blair has done such a tremendous job of doing just that and delivering. And so far, the track, it's hard to believe it's only been less than a year still that he's owned the racetrack. And what he's gotten done in that amount of time is just phenomenal.
A pretty good night for the Catellus family.
Yeah. Whenever you get to go to Victory Lane twice in one night, that's not a bad night at all. So Cody got the job done in the Penn Ohio Pro Stock, fending off five-time hobby stock track champion Stephen Sheltman, who could talk about a driver who's really embraced the Pro Stock division incredibly. And it's really no surprise that Stephen can drive. He can drive on asphalt. He can drive on dirt. He's proven that time and time again. But Cody finally got that car figured out, admittedly, in Victory Lane, as he said so. And it's great, great to have him back in Victory Lane. And the Logan Catellus, no surprise there in the hobby stocks. He's just really enforcing his way forward in the all-time wins list, already up to 13th all-time, and he's 18 years old. So he has a bright future ahead of him as well.
I can only imagine how much time Gary Catellus spends in the shop working on the 4, 5, 6, I don't know how many race cars they have. He must spend every night until bedtime working on those cars.
I bet you if he asked his kids, they might have a different story. He might make the kids do all the work, and he might just get to sit back and relax now at this point. That might be the benefit of having so many kids in the stable, yeah, if you will.
Now, the new baby that's coming, is it a boy?
The new baby for Cody?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep, they're going to have a baby boy, and they just got it. They have a puppy that they brought to Victory Lane. His name is Stagger as well. So talk about another growing Catella's family. There's one right there.
Let's talk about May. What a big month you have coming up.
Huge month, and it all starts off as of this recording, this Saturday, May the 4th, for our Cinco de Mayo Fiesta with the BRP Modified Tour, the first time the tour has been there since 2016. I just got off the phone with Pam Baker prior to having this conversation with you, and she's very excited, and she anticipates a high car count for that race. Drivers from Canada and New York have already committed. Plus, you mix in the drivers that we have right here in our Western Pennsylvania region, the dominant ones as well, because they've proven when they go elsewhere, when they go outside of the region, they're ones to watch and can certainly be a big factor in winning. So I think we're going to have a tremendous car count on hand, and we're so thrilled to be able to kick off their 2024 season as well. So the BRP Modified Tours, the Ground Pounder, or the BRP Modified, the Ground Pounders, the Beasts of the Northeast, whatever you like to call them. I like to call them entertaining, and they're going to be there Saturday night putting on a great show for our fans.
We're talking to Tyler Harris, the Director of Operations at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, and I have Victory Lane interviews with Ben Police, Cole Holden, Cody Catellus, Logan Catellus, Tyler Hollister, Gavin Kokolas, and did Jacob Chips win his first race?
Jacob Chips won his first race on technically on opening night, our second race of the season during the Herb Scott Memorial event. He picked up his first ever Crawford Auto Repair open four-cylinder feature event. So time constraints were in place, and we had to kind of cut the program short. So we were able to celebrate his Victory Lane this past Saturday night, which was great.
I thought it was nice that they let Hollister take the flag around for his first win. That was kind of a nice touch.
Yeah, so ironically, we should have vice versa it, right? So Jacob Chips earned his first win last week. That was actually Tyler Hollister's second win, and he wasn't sure why he was taking the flag around, but I don't think he got to do it his first win, so he got to do it the second time around. So he was thrilled to be back in Victory Lane, though. He's had an incredibly difficult start to the season. The Pot of Gold 75 not going to his plan with his brother neither. They both wrecked out in that one. And the second week, I know they struggled a little bit as well, trying to find some speed. But the third week, Tyler just took off like a rocket and was dominant in that feature. So really happy to see that crew finally get a win and finally get rewarded for all their effort that they put it into their season.
Had a little bit of a touchy situation when the car 18 hit the wall. It mixed emotions on how it happened, but I want to compliment the super snuffers, the tow truck guys, the track crew. I mean, they were there like instantly and did everything they had to do, and fortunately the driver's okay, and it's a tribute to the track crew and the emergency people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're an intricate part of our system there. Without them, the show really can't go on, right? So they're very thankful for the super snuffers and the tow truck drivers who commit to being there every week to support and to be there in situations like we experienced with Anthony Udstrom. It's never a good thing when you see a young gun driver, which is our teenage division, go for a wreck like that. Fortunately, Anthony was okay, a little shaken up at first, but overall, social media has shown that he's in really good spirits. His grandfather, Gary Smith, has already been sharing some comments and things on Facebook, just explaining that the car is definitely totaled, but they're already in the process of trying to find a new one and get another one put together to come back at some point this season. So, that's all you can really ask for in a situation like that. Certainly unfortunate, and you never like to see it, especially with a young teenage driver like that, because you just don't know how they're going to respond. And fortunately, Anthony has responded very well, very very push forward kind of motive behind him. So really, really happy to see that. And I think that kid's going to have a bright future because he picked up on it very fast. And he was definitely one of the top contenders in the division leading up to that.
One of the things I enjoy when I'm listening to the Victory Lane interviews of these teenagers, they're kind of like an unpolished diamond. You know, they're a little rough around the edges, but they are our future. And as they move up to divisions or get more experience. That really excites me, because some of the guys that are racing at the top rung, they're getting to the final parts of their careers.
Yep, that's exactly it. Like, I think Gavin Kokolas is a good example of that. He's gone back-to-back this year, winning 2 out of 2 races for the Young Guns, which is great. There's a driver there who, kind of like you said, diamond in the rough, if you will, a little rough around the edges, and his first win, really didn't have a whole lot to say about it in victory lane. But now he's kind of starting to open up a little bit and starting to get a little bit more comfortable in victory lane. So exposure theory is always a good thing, right? If you get to victory lane more, you get to talk more, get some more practice in. But the driver has done such a great job, too, of getting himself to that point, to being competitive week in and week out. So, that's a tremendous example there.
Well, Tyler, have we covered everything you need to talk about?
The only one thing I want to talk about, because I know a lot of our listeners will truly, truly value this, coming up on Saturday, May 11th, is Nostalgia Night at the racetrack. PA Thunder and Durst Vintage Modifieds will be there, and they'll be racing. But the big thing is for Nostalgia Night, we are going to be welcoming in all former Heidelberg Raceway drivers, as well as all retired PPMS drivers as well. They have to pre-register, and they can do so by reaching out to the Speedway. They can either call the racetrack office, 412-279-7223, or they can reach out to us via email, contact@ppms.com. They'll get a free ticket to come into the grandstand, and also anybody who has a vintage restored car that they would like to display for the night, they are absolutely more than welcome to bring it. We'd love to have it. Very similar to what Lernerville used to have in the past with their Nostalgia Night. And I understand this is going to take a couple of years to really build up. But, we encourage all former Heidelberg Raceway drivers and all retired PPMS drivers to come on out and enjoy a night of racing on the house.
I thank you for a great report. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. I greatly appreciate it.
Are you in need of financial planning or portfolio review? Rick Sabo of RPS Financial Solutions is an independent financial planner who has testified as an expert witness on insurance and investment fraud. He helps people who are concerned about their portfolio or with other financial matters. His services include investments, pension, and 401k rollovers, estate planning, life insurance, and long-term care alternatives. As a registered IRS tax preparer, he can assist retirees with the completion of property tax rebate forms and other government tax reduction programs at no charge. Mr. Sabo does not charge a fee to meet with potential clients for a fact find. His office is located at 5061 Route 8, Gibsonia, PA. If you are in need of any of the services that he provides, give him a call at 724-443-5720. That's 724-443-5720. Or email him at rick.sabo@jwcemail.com. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated. Neither J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated or J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated nor its representatives provide legal, tax preparation, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of JWCA, JWC. RPS Financial Solutions and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
Hi, my name is Jason Bush from Bush Brothers Tire Service. We are one of the best tire dealer and repair shops in Allegheny County, offering phenomenal customer service, expert in-house with more than 30 years experience to ensure premium craftsmanship is done start to finish. Bush Brothers Tire Service was started by my Uncle Paul Bush and Father Martin Bush in May of 1985. I, Jason, joined the company in early 2000. We offer state inspection and emissions testing, tire sales, tire maintenance, wheel alignments, general auto repairs, brake service, and free estimates. We are located at 1931 Monongahela Avenue, Swissville, PA, 15218. And for any additional information, you can reach us at 412-351-5342.
We're going to take a minute and highlight the Victory Lane interviews from Saturday at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway.
We've been here a few times, sir, but it's always great whenever it's your first night out and you get that monkey off your back, you get to Victory Lane here, Warwick Automotive Chevrolet Performance Victory Lane for that matter, and you park this beautiful car in Victory Lane.
Yeah, 1 year ago, our first night out, we completely grenaded a freshened engine in hot laps, so I almost talked Sean out of not coming tonight. I mean, first night out, I just hate it. And he said, we're racing tonight. He said, put your big boy pants on, we're racing. And I mean, we went out there in hot laps, just, you know, going a little light on it, and it ran good. And then the heat, you know, we had all those cautions, but it was good. If we didn't win tonight, Sean probably would have punched me in the face in the pits, because he told me, he said, if you go into one and two and you're not clear to go high, go low. Don't go to the middle. What did I do? I just went right through the middle.
Well, it worked out for you, but I tell you what, for 17 laps there, Frank McGill had everyone's number. Unfortunately, the car's not falling his way, and that's where a veteran like yourself pounces. What's going through your mind when you see that Frank McGill car? You know that you're catching him, but you'd also see them pulling away at certain points. How do you stay calm? How do you stay persistent?
Well, just knowing, you know, he's doesn't have as much time in that late model, and you know, that's what I was just kind of watching, because there was times where I'd catch him, times he'd pull, and I knew, just trying to watch the laps tick down and kind of pick where I could go around him. And it was just that one time, you know, he went a little bit low in one and two and slowed up the momentum. And I mean, I've been in the same boat. I've done that, you know. All it takes with these cars, I mean, everybody's so close, is just that one corner. You're off a little bit, and then you're right in dirty air, and it's not a good night.
It takes a crew. It takes an army. People you want to thank for your 2024 campaign.
Yeah, this for you, Dad. I told my mom today, I said, man, I cuss him every day for getting me into racing. You know, times like this, I love it, but it's like it's bad, just horrible drug, you know. So, you know, I thank him for getting me into it, because times like this makes it all worthwhile. Got to thank my wife and my daughter, Kaylee in Oakland, sticking by my side. And if it wasn't for Sean Phillips, I might probably hang it up. You know, I did it by myself there for a while, and the fun was going away. And, you know, there's nights where me and him, we fight, but in the end, you know, this right here makes it all worthwhile. I got to thank Zach Lucky. He's been coming out and helping out too. You know, my mom and Donnie, and you know, obviously, without the sponsors on this car, I couldn't afford it. I mean, it's a lot of money, but you know, you got to pay if you want to go fast. So I got to thank DH Services, Producer Supply Company, Carry Resources, Jack's Recycling. Phoenix Specialty. I'm just out of it, man. To go from what we did last year at the bottom of the bottom to do this on opening night, it made everything awesome.
Well, sir, you go celebrate with your crew. Ladies and gentlemen, celebrate with them. One more time for today, or give it up for Ben Police.
White flag waves for Catellus. Just one lap to go now, but your battle to watch is for third. McDonald to the bottom. Charlier through the top, but problems for McDonald. Red light is on in the cockpit, and that spells disaster. He's going to come to a halt, and that will bring out the caution flag just as this race was set to come to an end. Heartbreak City for Brett McDonald as he comes to a complete stop at the flag stand on the front stretch on the very last lap as he was contending for a final podium position. So in the result of a white caution flag on the final lap of a race, we now go to a green, white, checkered situation. So this 15-lap A-Main feature event just became a 16-lapper, as we have to have two consecutive completed laps to determine the end of a feature event. A 2.8-second advantage for Cody Catellus has just gone away in a two-lap dash. This gives Stephen Sheltman ample opportunity to take the advantage and take home his first ever Pittsburgh Truck Center, Penn Ohio Pro Stock A-Main feature event victory. But man, Cody Catellus has just been dominant. Can he do it? It's hard to say for sure. We've got two laps to write the story, if you will. Behind him, a couple of wily veterans. It's going to be the 36 of Poljak, who's been fading as of late, and the 74 of Darrell Charlier. Multiple feature wins in Pittsburgh Truck Center Penn Ohio Pro Stock competition throughout his career. So a broken drive shaft for Brett McDonald will end his night. That is why the car came to an abrupt stop, no drive, no ability to get back pit side. It's a tough break for Brett as he was having a very respectable top five run. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, a green, white, checkered finish as if this race couldn't get any more anticipated. The last two laps going to come down to a shootout here between Catellus, Sheltman, Charlier, and two laps. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll tell the story here as the drivers will pack them in tight in turn number three and ship them off in turn number four in the pack and ship restart zone. The Pittsburgh Truck Center, Penn Ohio Pro Stocks getting ready to go for a two-lap shootout. Great start for Cody Catellus as he heads down the backstretch. Steven Sheltman trying to reel him in, though, keeping equidistant into turn number three. Sheltman quickly closes the gap. Coming out of turn number four for the final time. White flag is in the air. One lap to go for Catellus. Catellus has another set of turns to go to be victorious here tonight as he heads down the backstretch, extending his lead into turn number three. Down to the bottom. All race long, no different coming out of turn number four to the checkered flag. Cody Catellus victorious here at Pittsburgh. A two-lap shootout is no detriment and no match for Cody Catellus, your winner here through 15, or count that, 16 laps in the Pittsburgh Truck Center, Penn Ohio Pro Stock. Second is going to go to Steven Sheltman, rounding out your third and final podium position. It'll be the midway missile. Darrell Charlier will head down to Pittsburgh Truck, or rather down to Roark Automotive Chevrolet Performance Victory Lane and speak to tonight's A-Main feature winner. The Catellus family dog, Stagger, joining in Victory Lane as Cody Catellus will get his photo with Steve Scarupa in Roark Parts Center Chevrolet Performance Victory Lane. Cody getting the safety head and neck restraints taken off. He'll get his photo taken here. He's climbing out of the car, ladies and gentlemen. He wants to hear you. Let him hear it. Give it up for tonight's feature winner, Cody Catellus. Mr. Catellus, it's always good to get that first one. Yeah, take your spot, wherever you want to go. It's your night, buddy. You've won. Hey, congratulations, sir. It's always good when you're running up front with a stacked field of Pittsburgh Truck Center, Penn Ohio Pro Stocks. But you get that first one of the season off, a very early effort, a very valiant effort. You got it done here tonight.
Yeah, we finally got the monkey off our back. We've been struggling a little bit with this car. I'm trying to find some side bite, but man, I don't think it could have been any better tonight. This thing was pretty easy to drive. So
some exciting news coming through the offseason. Now a new partnership between yourself, Ken Chernick, Bob Benz, and the 5X car for the Rush Late models, but that'll be on certain occasions. So a little bit of dual exercise here, if you will, with two different divisions of race cars.
Yeah, I can't tell you how appreciative I am to have the opportunity to drive for them guys. They've been around for a lot, and they're the best of the best. So glad to hold the steering wheel and try to learn a little bit. But yeah, bouncing back between the two is definitely different. They're two different driving styles, and that's something with the crate cars I got to learn how to adapt to. So them guys are trying to teach me, so we should get better each and every week.
Of course, winning in that would be great. Don't get me wrong, but winning in your family car, that's got to just be the best.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes in this car. I mean, my dad's pretty much 24/7 working on these things. So, I mean, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be able to go fast. Greg Beach as well, he does all our setups on this thing, and he had it pretty hooked up tonight.
Other people you want to thank for your efforts here, your sponsors, and your additional crew?
I really got to thank my girlfriend. She's my biggest supporter. She pushes me to be better each and every day, and she's 6 months pregnant now, so we're expecting a little one here in September. Little boys. But Hoods Up Quick Lube, You Bet Pilot Car, Anarchy Customs, Chem Oil, Napa Auto Parts, what else we got here? Royal Purple, Sucker Graphics, got the 955 in here tonight, and just everybody else that helps out on the car. Joe helped out a lot tonight on my brothers, my pap, Melissa, but all you fans too, thank you very much.
And you got to give a special shout out to Stagger, his first ever Victory Lane appearance.
Yeah, he's coming every week from now on, so that's he was a baby for about a week before we found out that we were pregnant, so he'll be the big brother sooner or later.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for tonight's feature winner in the Penn Ohio Pro Stocks. Give it up for Cody Catellus.
Under a blanket, in a shoebox, however you want to put it, but the white flag flies, and this one's going to come down to the wire. Brown Sr. up to third momentarily. The 64 of Tom Anton pulls in pit side, three wide for third yet again, down into turn two, down through the backstretch, but out of four for the final time. To the checkered flag, Logan Catellus now sits 13th all-time in history of the Pro Stocks. Coming out of turn number four is Gerardo Patchen. He'll finish second confidently. Your battle for third is going to go to Gary Catellus.
So Logan Catellus dominates tonight's FuelRequired.com 15-lap A-Main feature event. Second goes to Gerardo Patchen, but that battle for third was just phenomenal between those respective parties. So Gary Catellus able to round out tonight's podium. Edges out a battle between himself, Tyler Fox, Leroy Brown, and Joe Brown Sr. So the top three cars have to roll through the Jack Sciac Tech Center. That was the same way for the late models, Rush Sportsman Modifieds, and the Pro Stocks. And it looks like it's official. Logan Catellus makes weight, and he will head to Rorick Automotive Chevrolet Performance Victory Lane. So Logan Catellus going to get his victory lane photo with Steve Scarupa here in Rorick Automotive Chevrolet Performance Victory Lane. Climbing out of the car, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for tonight's feature winner in the FuelRequired.com Hobby Socks. How about it for Logan Catellus? Logan, you're quickly, I would say climbing, but climbing I don't think is an accurate representation, asserting yourself forward in the ranks for the Hobby Socks, quickly moving up the all-time wins list. A young competitor in your own right in a stacked field week in and week out. Man, this thing is just on a tear. You're on a tear. You've got to be happy getting the season started with a good win.
Yeah, this thing was on a reel tonight. Especially it was for my pap and dad for working all down the shop this week. We had a transmission go last week, so it's good to come back and win one this week. And just I love running these hobby stocks. It's awesome.
You guys put on a show week in and week out. It's got to be cool, too, even though you're sitting and staging, but to know that your brother, Cody, was able to get it done in the pro stocks, too. It's a family affair, and it's really cool whenever multiples of you can get in victory lane.
Yeah, it's a Catellus victory lane tonight, me and Cody. That's probably, we've done it a few times, doubled up, and just so proud to do it with all my brothers, and just, it's a blast.
Sheets, not a sponsor, but they've reaped the benefits of you guys. You guys always go to Sheets after victory lane, so it's not just about racing, it's about family as well, and that's a good representation. The family meals are a little bit better whenever there's victories involved.
Yeah, we're going to have to find new sheets because ours got remodeled, so we're going to have to find a new place tonight, but just, it's just a blast coming out here every Saturday and just, thank you to Blair and what you do for the track and making it better.
People that you want to thank for your campaign, though, people week in and week out that put the effort in on this car.
My dad, my mom, my pap, my girlfriend Haley, all my brothers, everyone there. Joe over there, we're winning it for Joe. And this one's in memory of my pap, Mac. He always would come, and this one's for him.
And, of course, it takes sponsors.
Hoods Up Quick Lube. The Ribcage, the new sponsor this year. Napa Auto Parts, Royal Purple, Valerian, new sponsor, Model Cleaners, just everyone who helps out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And Anarchy Customs, they're pretty big.
Anarchy Customs, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for tonight's feature winner. Give it up for Logan Catellus.
There's no fooling around this April as Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway springs into action. Fuel your Saturday nights with heart-pounding excitement at Dirt's Monster Half Mile. On Saturday, April 6th, the Points Championship gets underway with our five action event divisions. Plus, the Rush Sprint Car Series kicks off their 2024 campaign. The United E-Mod Touring Series will tear up the night on Saturday, April 13th for the first time since 2019. The annual Herb Scott Memorial featuring the Rush Late Model Touring Series will headline Saturday, April 20th as the best drivers in the region take on our top weekly drivers. The month of April concludes with the Rush Sportsman Modified Series on Saturday, April 27th, right alongside our action event divisions. Take advantage of the all-new PPMS Family Pass, which offers discounts of over $20. Affordable family fun for all. To view and purchase tickets, visit ppms.com. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, where high speeds and thrills meet.
Every day when they open the doors at Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, their goal is to provide great customer service by offering affordable automotive and truck repair service performed by highly trained technicians at the highest industry standard. By implementing the latest diagnostic equipment and computerized repair manuals, you can rest assured that your vehicle will be repaired to factory specifications for your specific car or truck. At Zarin Truck and Automotive, they believe in honest repairs and will demonstrate that fully by explaining the repair or service you are receiving, and they'll give you an estimate or quote before work is performed. When you choose Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, you are choosing professional automotive repair and maintenance performed by expert automotive technicians. That's Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights.
We're going to take a minute and highlight the Victory Lane interviews from Saturday at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway.
So Cole Holden gets the job done. Winner here for the Hobbs Auto and Truck Supply Rush Sportsman Modified. Second will go to J.C. Boyer rounding out your third spot. It'll be, or rather, the 5C if Cipriano finishes second. The third spot will go to J.C. Boyer in car number 12. We'll head trackside into Roark Automotive Chevrolet Performance Victory Lane to speak with Cole Holden. So these drivers wear a lot of head and neck restraints while they're racing here on Dirt's Monster Half Mile. So Cole Holden currently working to get those removed. Got the helmet off, getting the Heinz safety device also removed. He'll get a victory lane photo with Steve Scarupa, our track photographer. And we'll meet with Cole Holden in Chevrolet Performance Roark Automotive Victory Lane. He's climbing out of the car, not wasting any time. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? Let's hear for tonight's feature winner, Cole Holden. We've been here a time or two, buddy, but it's always been out there, never here. So you missed it over there, but you found your way quickly. Congratulations, sir. A flawless victory there for you in this number two car. You're dominant just about every time you come here, but tonight was some stiff competition.
Yeah, still getting used to the new victory lane. But, the car was just, it was working great tonight. The setup guys did a really good job, as they always do, and just was able to take the lead and stay right on the bottom there, going through both corners, really, and never look back.
So oftentimes we see you navigating the top side of this racetrack, but something about the low side here was dominant. Explain to those who are watching at home and here in the stands why that is.
Yeah, the top side is usually good when there's a lip up there and you can really ride the cushion. Tonight there wasn't really too much of a lip, so the bottom just has a little bit of moisture in it, so that really helps you stay stuck to the bottom, and you can really just kind of hook right around the bottom and keep your speed up.
Whenever two drivers are competing for the same lane, the same real estate down there, though, it gets tricky.
Yeah, definitely. It's you got to be real careful when there's two guys trying to get right to the bottom lane, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's what you had to experience there in the closing laps as you were navigating the lap traffic there. But nonetheless, Cole, it takes an army. It takes a village. It takes good partners. It takes a good crew to help you get to victory lane. Let's thank the people who you need to thank here tonight.
Starting with my sponsors, Logistics Plus was a big sponsor. Big thanks to them. They came on board this year. Then, of course, we have Holden Resources, Cargo Auto Parts, Troyer Dirt Cars, Faulkner Manrose Garbage Service, and Baker Motorsports. And then for my crew, my dad, Dana Holden, Bill Stitzinger, Scott Hartman, Paul Campbell, and my girlfriend, Elise Hedges.
What do you think? You got three more visits with us here this season. What do you think your odds are here?
Well, so far so good, right? Just going to keep the same setup next time, see how it goes, and we'll go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it one more time for tonight's feature winner in the Hummus Auto and Truck Supply Rush Sportsman Modifieds. Give it up for Cole Holden. Mr. Tyler Hollister, man, it's been a very difficult start to your season. Obviously, the Pot of Gold 75 not going the way that you had intended. Got the car put back together within a month. Come back out the following week. Not a very good war on that week. But, man, victory lane from the bottom to the top in quick fashion. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. With everything that happened and how everything went, we just got to get everything back together and work with what we have. And, I mean, it is what it is. It's all part of racing. That is part of it, getting banged up. So, yeah.
Yeah, never giving up either. Just that mentality, that attitude to keep plugging no matter what. The fuel that drives the fire, the hobby, the passion, and it comes out in full display here tonight. And the rewards are reaped so much better in the situations like this when you're able to park it in victory lane.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree more.
And it's a family affair. It's yourself and Cameron battling out there week in and week out. But then your dad jumps into hobby stock too. Cheyenne's and the Young Guns. You guys just come out here and have a blast.
I mean, racing has always ran in the family. It's just something. It's just great bonding. It's just something that you can all do together. It's just something really amazing. I don't know. I love it.
Well, people you want to thank for getting you here in victory lane tonight.
I'd like to thank Colonial Beer, Gator Transportation, Foreigner Fire, PBC Industries, Michael's Tavern, and of course everyone here next to me, my mom, my dad, brothers, sisters, step, everything, everyone. It couldn't have been possible without them.
You know what's sweeter than career win number two?
What's that?
Career win number three.
Hey, here we go.
Let's see it, ladies and gentlemen. One more time for tonight's feature winner. Give it up for Tyler Hollister. So Gavin Kokolas goes back-to-back in 2024. Let's hear it for tonight's feature winner, Gavin Kokolas. So we've been interviewing last week's feature winners and this week's feature winners, but tonight in this one, we get to knock both out at once because back-to-back, buddy, that's a great way to start the season.
Yeah, thank you.
To talk to me about the race out there, obviously it's heartbreaking when you see a fellow competitor have a situation like that flipping over. You've been in that situation before, but the Phoenix rising out of the ashes, if you will, and you get yourself back in victory lane. So you've been in the lows and lows, you've been in the highs and highs, but tonight, like a night like this, it's got to be great.
Oh, yeah, it is. It was a great race tonight, I think.
watching yourself grow up from barely keeping up in hot laps to now winning features. Talk to me about your progression through the years.
It's been a nice 4 years. This is my fourth season now, and I think I've progressed a lot. I think I can do a lot better than I did when I started.
I would say so, too. So you've got to have some future ambitions on mind, right? Maybe some things that you might like to try out?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Keep it a secret. But also, it takes a crew. It takes sponsors, people you want to thank for getting you here in Victory Lane tonight.
I want to thank Kovacs and BJP Racing and also Glassworks, my parents, and my grandparents who come out to watch me every weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it one more time for tonight's and last week's feature winner. How about it for the Dark Horse, Gavin Kokolas? Last week's feature winner is joining us here in Roark Automotive Chevrolet Performance Victory Lane, Jacob Chips, earning a career's first victory last week. But ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Mr. Chips. How about it for last week's feature winner? Give it up for Jacob Chips. Congratulations on a good performance last week and even this week for the most part there, Jacob. Obviously, some stout competition here, so wins every week. You know, as much as you would love to have them, you got to take it for what they're worth. But, man, to get that first one, how exciting.
Man, it was pretty awesome. We've had problems with the injectors messing up, and then we went out there. We got black flag. It happens, and then we won the feature. Felt pretty nice. Can't thank all the people on this car enough. Bellato Brothers, AOT Construction, BJP Performance, Ohio Motor Group, Ola Construction, JC Logistics, my dad, my mom, Bill and April, and Pat, and TOC Performance.
Tell you what, we enjoy having you here, Jacob, and a youngster in your own right. I think there's many more features to come in your future.
Hopefully, if we can keep this flow going, more to come this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for last week's feature winner. Give it up for Jacob Chips.
Race fans know by now that Rappin' on Racin' takes you behind the scenes with in-depth interviews of drivers, promoters, and racing personalities. But now it's time to go under the hood and see why another local legend laps the competition. Number One Cochran is Western Pennsylvania's leading automotive retailer and has been earning fans of the tri-state area since 1965. From luxury coupes to heavy-duty trucks and every type of model in between, they have it all. Choose from 19 new car brands plus thousands of pre-owned vehicles. You'll also get Number One Cochran's best price up front with total transparency and absolutely zero hassle. It's known as Clearly Better Car Buying, and you won't find it anywhere else. Visit a local Number One Cochran store near you or buy online anytime with Expressway at Cochran.com. Number One Cochran, proud sponsor of Rappin' on Racin'.
I'd like to take a minute to talk to you about Steve Scarupa Photography. Steve specializes in wedding photography and shoots landscapes for fun. He has separate websites for both brides and weddings. He shoots some badass photos, sometimes people, sometimes racing, and sometimes nature. Steve's work is excellent. You can check him out at stevescarupaphotography.com or 412brides.com, which is his wedding website. Steve is your go-to guy for the best photographs in the tri-state area. You won't be disappointed.
And now back to Don Gamble and more Rappin' on Racin'.
Thanks for tuning in to Rappin' on Racin'. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up next, a recording we did for PRN's At the Track. Check it out. Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Pennsylvania's Bedford Speedway's promoter, Joey Padula. And hey, Joey, I got the pleasure to kind of sneak into your track one day when the racing wasn't going on there and got to see how gorgeous the views are just looking from the grandstands, the infield, wherever I could kind of squander a moment or two, and always dreamed of having having somebody on there to really speak from the track side. So thank you for doing this. You know, kind of help
our folks listening understand Bedford Speedway from a promoter's point of view. What do you tell folks about your home track?
Well, Bedford, it's an old fairgrounds half-mile track. We're located about halfway between Pittsburgh and Harrisburg, right on the PA Turnpike. So if you can picture Pennsylvania, we're right there, easy to get in and out of. It's we're a half-mile fairgrounds, like I said, with you know, old covered grandstands, the whole effect.
Joey Padula, promoter at Bedford Speedway, talking about covered grandstands, and he's got a pagoda in the infield. Am I right? Right? That was what I was standing in when I shouldn't have been one time. What is that?
We have our old pagoda. It was built. Pretty much everything at the Speedway was built during the Depression as a WPA project. So our first race was in 1936, which makes Bedford the oldest dirt track in Pennsylvania. And our pagoda, which is where we still use, it's on the infield, which there's not too many tracks. Some dirt tracks still that still have the flagman and everything on the infield. So our announcer's there. Chris Economaki announced there back in the 50s. And we're excited, we still get to use it. So it's the beautiful grandstands, the stage and pagoda on the front stretch. It's really a unique atmosphere.
Joey Padula and the Padula family helping provide that atmosphere for decades now at Bedford Speedway, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So as a second generation promoter there, what was it like running around Bedford Speedway when your pop was running the joint there and you were just that little rascal going in and out of buildings trying to get food from the refreshment stand?
Yep. So my parents ran the place beginning in the late 80s. And so I pretty much grew up there, my sisters and I. And, we were there, and pretty much if you were there, you had to learn how to do something. So, we spent all of our time pretty much like probably every kid that ever grew up around a racetrack did, driving tractors, painting stuff, picking rocks, just any job that probably the grown-ups didn't want to do. That's what we were doing. So it was good training because you pretty much got to learn everything, about how a track works and different things. I'd be up selling programs or working in the food stand. Just the amount of free labor probably is incalculable, but it really, really came in handy as a learning the ins and the outs. So you can't beat a better childhood than running around at a racetrack. So I was really spoiled in that way.
And Bedford Speedway is not just a racetrack; it is a beautiful, very special, very historic racetrack. Right there in southern central Pennsylvania, gorgeous racetrack. And we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with Joey Padula, the Bedford Speedway promoter, second generation, a track that's been there since the 30s with guys nowadays that you would know, Drake Troutman, Briggs Danner racing there. And you race not only on Friday night, which is, a typical race night, but you race sometimes Friday and Sunday. How do you balance all that racing out in any one given week? That's amazing.
Sometimes I wonder how we do that. we're a Friday track, and primarily we run super late models as our headline division. But we're kind of spoiled around here that there is a lot of support for the different divisions in this area. Central and Western Pennsylvania is a real racing hotbed. So sometimes through the year, the way the calendar works out, the way other tracks are, we'll race Friday night with our super late model division and then come back on Sunday with a different show and run, totally different divisions and programs. And, because guys around here want to race and there's a lot of driver support. So if we can give them, the dates, it usually works out for everybody. But sometimes I wonder because racing once a week, it seems hard enough, and sometimes we do it two, and a couple times we even do it three times a week. So as anybody at the races will tell you, it can get to be a lot sometimes.
Well, with a guy like Joey Padula, who grew up in the business as the Bedford Speedway promoter, you got to believe that that's a fun place to compete and to work on as well. And the community rallying around this historic piece of Americana as much as racing history. Joey Padula, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So, you know, what is it? And when we see these pictures and you go to their Facebook page and such, the beautiful mountain ranges and hills in the distance there, what part of Pennsylvania are we looking at? Are those mountains?
I guess you'd call it South Central Pennsylvania. We're surrounded by mountains on every side, which it's, it's really beautiful country. We're located in a beautiful little town of Bedford, literally right in town. You know, we're 7 blocks from the square. It's almost like a postcard going through Bedford, right on Route 30, the historic Lincoln Highway. We have Bedford Springs, Coffee Pot. There's so many, really nice historic attractions here. And we'll have people come in Friday night for the races, but, you know, stay and make a weekend of it. Stay down at the Bedford Springs and sightsee. And, to me, this is one of the nicest places in the whole country to be. And we get to race here. So we're pretty lucky.
A destination racetrack for sure. The historic Bedford Speedway and Bedford Speedway promoter Joey Padula on the profabrication.com hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Jason Bush from Bush Brothers Tire Service. We are one of the best tire dealer and repair shops in Allegheny County, offering phenomenal customer service, expert in-house with more than 30 years experience to ensure premium craftsmanship is done start to finish. Bush Brothers Tire Service was started by my Uncle Paul Bush and Father Martin Bush in May of 1985. I, Jason, joined the company in early 2000. We offer state inspection and emissions testing, tire sales, tire maintenance, wheel alignments, general auto repairs, brake service, and free estimates. We are located at 1931 Monongahela Avenue, Swissville, PA, 15218. And for any additional information, you can reach us at 412-351-5342.
Business owners, if your ad was here, our listeners could find out about your company. Speedway Productions has several advertising packages to fit your budget. Rappin' Racing airs live at iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, RappinOnRacing.com, or Hulu Television. You can also listen on your computer, iPhone, or iPad. Don and his co-hosts present the good, the bad, and the ugly of local racing. The two-hour show features local track reports, special guests, driver interviews, and all of the national racing news. Check out the show and let us know if you are interested in becoming a marketing partner. For additional information, call 412-999-6625 or email rappinonracin@gmail.com.
I want to take a minute and thank some of the photographers that help us at Rappin' Racin'. At Lernerville, it's Tommy Hine. At Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, it's Steve Scarupa. Howie Bayless takes pictures everywhere. I never know where he's going to turn up. And occasionally, I'll get a photo from someone that's not part of that team, but I will acknowledge their photo when I get it. So to these hardworking photographers, to help make Rappin' Racin' successful, I say thank you very much. All right, listeners, joining us now is Bonnie Sarver, Dave Thompson's daughter. Bonnie, thanks for being with us. I want to talk to you about the very special tribute they had to your dad at Lernerville on Friday.
Well, thank you for contacting me. I greatly appreciate it, and I'm more than happy to give you some time.
Well, you're still very involved at Lernerville. Your husband Chuck works there, and you sing the national anthem from time to time. But I'm curious how this tribute to Dad came to be.
Well, actually, it came sort of a short thing to me. I happened to be checking what the day was, and I'm like, well, this is April 26th. This is Dad's birthday. And it's been 10 years since he passed away, and I ought to do some type of a final tribute to him. And basically, we don't ever want to forget our old-time racers, because this is really how Lernerville started back in 1968. And my dad being the first late model champion of the track in 1968. So I thought I was going to do something special for him on his birthday.
And it worked out very nice. Now, be specific on what you actually did.
Well, actually, what I thought of was, my dad was well known for being a hard charger. And back in the day, if you were in an incident and you were starting up towards the front and you caused a caution or somebody else caused you to wreck, you'd go to the rear of the field. Well, my dad, several different times in so many different articles that I have collected over the years, he was a hard charger, and that happened to him quite often, and he'd come right back up through the field, and he would end up winning the feature, or he was just one that just never gave up. So I wanted to acknowledge that Friday night to our local, and now in this time, they don't do quite the same thing at the tracks. It's wherever your starting position is and how many cars that you're able to pass. And then you're determined the hard charger. So if you're at the front of the field and you get into an accident or something like that, they do not count for you coming back up through. It's where your starting position was.
Well, you mentioned the features, and Dad had over 100 feature wins, and he was successful in a coupe. He was successful in a late model. So I guess it really didn't matter what he was driving. He always made his way to the front.
Yes, he did. And in the 12 to 14 years of his racing, I sort of look back as to how hard that was to accomplish with the technology. And today, there is so much more technology that some of the lower money guys can't afford to purchase things. And you remember back in your day, Dawn, too, I'm sure you just went and got a junkyard part and you threw it on there and you went racing. So, I mean, it might not have been a 100% or a control arm or something like that was bent that you got off of an old car somewhere in the junkyard, but you ran it and you made it work. So I think the old timers, really, they were pretty amazing for them to be able to come up through the field. And Dad did run in the late model and the modified division, and I think to this day that if he could have continued racing for the 30-some years that he would have had, he would be up there with the top guys like Bob Waring and Ralphie Corderson and all them with hundreds of wins, I'm sure.
Listeners, we're talking to Bonnie Sarver, the daughter of Dave Thompson, the 1968 late model champion at Lernerville for their first year. Now, he was also in the Circle Track Club Hall of Fame and multiple championships at so many different tracks. You have to be proud of what Dad accomplished.
Yes, I am. And he actually was the track champion at Butler back in 1960, and he drove for a Bob Rogers, which was ironically a relative of Ed Brown. And Ed Brown's brother, Paul Brown, drove the 123 car. And so it was Bob Rogers was Ed Brown's father-in-law. And Dad drove the 69, and that car still exists, and one of the Hind boys owns that old-time car, and it's sitting down outside where you can see it. And he was also a track champion at Mercer Speedway in the number 92, which he was the track champ, and then he went out to Langhorne in that car in a six-cylinder and competed with the V8 modifieds, and he wasn't that too far behind, but unfortunately the motor blew and they had to come clear back to Butler, Pennsylvania and get a spare motor, go out to Langhorne and put another motor in it, and tried to compete also, but the car was not that much slower than the V8s, and just unfortunately they weren't able to make the race. But they sort of got laughed at when they pulled in a six-cylinder instead of a V8, but that car actually still exists also, and the Hind boys also have that car.
Yeah, they ought to get them spruced up and bring them to the track and let people look at them.
Yes, I think it would be wonderful. And I work here at Precise Racing Products, and I was showing a picture of my dad in the victory in the double zero at Lernerville in 1968. And I said, look and see what my dad has on. He had a white T-shirt and an open-faced helmet.
Yeah.
And I said, those guys were really crazy and never even thought about the risk that they were taking with their lives. So it's really interesting to look at these old cars and what the guys used to race in.
I don't know if we mentioned it, but let's talk about what specifically you gave to the people on Friday at Lernerville.
Well, what I gave was a certificate to the late model division hard charger and the modified hard charger award, and the guys got to come and get a brand new free tire of their choice. If they wanted to pick a right rear, a left rear, or a front one, whatever they want, that was free of charge and to them.
Well, I think Precise is pretty lucky to have someone working there that understands the sport.
Oh, yes. And I'll tell you, it is so expensive today, and that's one of the reasons that my husband Chuck and I decided that we needed to just get out of it 8 years ago, because it is now so expensive. So I hope those guys truly appreciate getting a free tire, and it's just really something great that everybody can appreciate somebody giving them something. And because I know what it takes to be out there. And I just wished I was a little bit better off, that I could help a lot more, because I never want this sport to end. And I know a lot of tracks are closing and a lot of drivers have had to hang it up. And I just don't ever want it to go away. And I really appreciate the fact of seeing some of the younger boys starting that their dads raced. And we got Mike Miller that drives my brother Ron's 81 late model. It's the Thompson Miller Racing. They are hooked up together and partners, and both of his boys are getting into racing. So it's wonderful.
Well, Bonnie, I want to thank you for what you did. I was a big fan of your father's, and I want to thank you for being with us today. And with people like you supporting auto racing, it might get scaled down a little, but it's not going anywhere.
Well, I hope not. I really don't want to see electric cars out there racing.
No,
but
for sure.
No, I like hearing the horsepower and those motors, and there's just nothing like it.
Well, Bonnie, I thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for Dawn calling and appreciating all the hard work in racing.
There's no fooling around this April as Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway springs into action. Fuel your Saturday nights with heart-pounding excitement at Dirt's Monster Half Mile. On Saturday, April 6th, the Points Championship gets underway with our five action event divisions. Plus, the Rush Sprint Car Series kicks off their 2024 campaign. The United E-Mod Touring Series will tear up the night on Saturday, April 13th, for the first time since 2019. The annual Herb Scott Memorial featuring the Rush Late Model Touring Series will headline Saturday, April 20th, as the best drivers in the region take on our top weekly drivers. The month of April concludes with the Rush Sportsman Modified Series on Saturday, April 27th, right alongside our action event divisions. Take advantage of the all-new PPMS Family Pass, which offers discounts of over $20. Affordable family fun for all. To view and purchase tickets, visit ppms.com. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, where high speeds and thrills meet.
Are you in need of financial planning or a portfolio review? Rick Sabo of RPS Financial Solutions is an independent financial planner who has testified as an expert witness on insurance and investment fraud. He helps people who are concerned about their portfolio or with other financial matters. His services include investments, pension, and 401k rollovers, estate planning, life insurance, and long-term care alternatives. As a registered IRS tax preparer, he can assist retirees with the completion of property tax rebate forms and other government tax reduction programs at no charge. Mr. Szabo does not charge a fee to meet with potential clients for a fact find. His office is located at 5061 Route 8, Gibsonia, PA. If you are in need of any of the services that he provides, give him a call at 724-443-5720. That's 724-443-5720. Or email him at rick.szabo@jwcemail.com. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated. Neither J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated or J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated nor its representatives provide legal, tax preparation, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of JWCA, JWC. RPS Financial Solutions and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
All right, listeners, joining us now from the Larnerville Speedway, the voice, Eric Westendorf. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Don. How are you?
Good racing Friday at Larnerville. Just really, really good. One of the things I got a kick out of listening to the broadcast is when you bet Garrett a fish sandwich, you took Michael Norris and gave him the rest of the field, and you still won.
Yeah, it was probably a little bit of a sucker bet, but just we try to keep things fun and light and do different things. And, you know, especially starting from the pole with track conditions the way they are. And Mike is so good right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just something fun, different. And you know, it's also a way to, you know, promote the concession stand on a low-key way. So,
but
we had fun.
Some familiar names in Victory Lane for the heat races. And then Jimmy Morris picking up the B main. But in the feature, AJ Flick, some of your thoughts.
Yeah, so I talked to Dustin Jarrett from Lucas Oil and Flow Racing over the weekend and talked about, kind of a chalky night. So we had, a lot of the track champions won and a lot of the guys that went a lot won. But, I mean, those guys are just so good. And, AJ has really perfected his craft. And, one thing I talked to AJ about that I was watching early when Carl Bowser took the lead, and Carl was so dominant in heat race. Thought maybe Friday would be the night for Carl, but Carl ran a top side of 1 and 2, and the cushion wasn't as high as normal. And it's weird the way that the schedule of events affects the track. And on Friday night, the sprints were third, so we had 5 heat races before they even took the track, and the cushion had kind of settled about 2/3, 3/4 of the way up the track. Because the sprints didn't come in and blow it, up to the top early, and it just changes the dynamic of the track. So Carl was running the top side, and AJ followed him through once he got up front, and then AJ started to experiment on the bottom. And we've seen a lot of times that the bottom of turn two becomes a launching pad, and didn't really get to that point last night, but the bottom was good enough that AJ was able to make ground, chip away, and, once he got up front, kind of ran away with it, but a lot of good cars. We had some new cars. We continue to see guys jump from the Allegheny Sprint Tour 305 ranks into the 410. So 27 sprint cars on a Friday night is pretty awesome, and they really put on a good show.
Your thoughts on this Jacob Begenwald? I mean, he's still in school, right?
Yes. I'm actually a little biased. So Jacob has been played baseball. He hasn't played for quite a few years now, but played baseball with one of my sons a few years ago and then really got more into racing. But he lives, you could walk to his house from the track in less than 5 minutes. He's a sophomore or ninth grader. I think he's a freshman at Freeport. Young kid, but dad has some resources available, to him. And, they've invested a lot of time and money, because you can't just invest money and expect to have results. They spent a lot of nights in the shop and, have really come a long way. They, he went from go-karts to micro sprints to the 305s and, into the 410s pretty quickly, and really had a good result last night, ended up in the top five. So good to see that youth infusion. And then John Jarek and Tommy Jason have moved into the 410s. So, we still have a lot of the veteran drivers, so it's cool for them. You know, one of Jacob's slogans is making my heroes my rivals. So he grew up watching AJ Flick and Carl Bowser and Brandon Mattis, and, this current generation that's into their 20s, 30s, 40s, and, now we have this youth movement coming behind them, so it's neat that they get to race, with the veterans, just like, AJ, Carl, and Brandon got to race with Ed Lynch Jr. and Jimmy Hawley and Rod George. So guess I'm getting older, just seeing these different generations, and, you've seen a whole, generation or two even more than I have. It's just a neat progression. That Jacob has a very bright future in the sport if he stays with it.
And all these young guys, it's very good for the sport, because as the Ed Lynches and people from that era retire, we need the new blood, and I think we got some excellent prospects coming up the line.
Yes, and really in all the divisions. It's really nice to see. If it's now a good time to transition to the late models, just thinking of Levi Yetter and we had the debut of Cody Checketts last night, which I didn't even realize until a little bit later in the program that it's actually Ken Shelton Brands. I think it's his stepson. I don't think it's his biological son, but I think it's his stepson. So, Kenny's been racing for a long time. Obviously, he and I are the same age, and Levi is a senior this year. I think Cody's 15, so that probably puts him at about a sophomore in high school as well. So, it's a youth movement, and it's good to see, because it's like you said, the veterans aren't getting any younger, and we need the younger guys coming through to keep the sport moving in the right direction.
Fans, we're talking to Eric Westendorf from Lernerville Speedway. What about your the late models? Two very recognizable names picking up the heat wins, but then your thing with Michael Norris. I guess you said it was a sucker bet when you you bet Garrett on a fish sandwich.
Yeah, and Michael is so good. In the feature, he had to come from 10th, obviously, because he won the week before. I thought. With Carl in the sprints, I thought last night maybe would be the Alex Free night. He was out front running very well, and unfortunately, Michael got around him like he did the week before. And then on a restart, I'm not 100% sure what happened. If he just jumped the cushion, the cushion was very tricky last night. You could get some traction off of it, you could bounce off it a little bit, but we saw a lot of guys jump over top of it. So I'm not sure if that's what happened to Alex, or in the chaos of a restart, sometimes there's contact, and so I'm not sure if that's what happened to Alex. But, Michael almost, brought out a caution himself. He spun in turns one and two on one of the restarts, and he somehow, it's a lot easier to do a 360 in a sprint car. He somehow did a 360 in a late model, kept it rolling. Michael, he kind of jumped over the cushion in two. Mike Miller and one other driver brought out a caution, but because he didn't stop, even though he was the initial spinner, our rules dictate that, if you don't stop under caution, and the caution, technically not for you, then you get your spot back. So Michael even acknowledged that in victory lane. That was a lucky break for him. So talk all the time, though, you have to be lucky and good, and Michael had both of those things covered last night.
I enjoyed part of your interview with Eric Rudolph when you said the fans like to see it when he comes down, but not so much the drivers.
Yeah, anytime that he comes down from Ransomville, or Matt Williamson comes down from St. Catherine, they're really, tough to beat when they come down. But I do think, there's some merit in them coming down for our guys, because it raises the bar and it makes our guys better drivers. And Rex King Jr., never lost sight of him. Eric didn't run away and win the race by half a track or anything. So, our guys are right there, competitive-wise. Rex and Garrett Krummert and Dave Murdoch had a good run last night. Will Thomas has been running fantastic this year. So our guys aren't that far off of, Rudolph, but he is definitely the odds-on favorite anytime he comes to the Speedway. And very gracious, humble, you know, just like Matt always was when he came down. So it's always a great addition, but, you know, our guys are a little bit of a disadvantage, you know, when they come down, because those guys are just a tier, you know, higher in experience and equipment and money into the program. So, but overall, great racing. Like I said, our guys hung right with them. But, yeah, Eric's tough to beat anytime he comes down.
Well, speaking of tough to beat, Tyler Dietz picking up the feature win in the Pro Stocks. And I had some of the facts, but he cleared up some more when you were interviewing him, because he sold a car, he bought a car, they sold it back, and here it turns out that he's driving the car that he sold, and he's competing against the guy that owns it.
Yeah. So, yeah, Stephen Sheltman has been moving kind of up through the ranks at Pittsburgh Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, bought the car from Tyler in the offseason. And for whatever reason, you know, an agreement came together, and Tyler has been driving it. Now, Tyler did say in Victory Lane that he, you know, is building another car and will have another car ready. But Tyler's also been saying for 2 or 3 years that he's moving out of the Pro Stock ranks to focus more attention on the late models. But I think he has so much fun and so much success in the Pro Stock that he just can't walk away from it.
Yeah, just, and we emphasize again, excellent racing. You have to be pleased. The weather's finally cooperating, so things are looking pretty good for Larnerville Speedway.
Yes, it really is. It was good weather last night. And I, you know, before we leave the Pro Stock, that was, we are the race leader, whether it's feature or heat races. We just changed to add the heat races a year or two ago, but the leader has a choice on a restart to choose the inside or the outside. And, you know, sometimes it's not that big of a decision, but depending on who's starting beside you, it can really make or break, you know, the rest of the race. And, it may be just a little bit of an experience that Tim doesn't race with us very often, but, usually, you know, the competitors will, take the bottom and make Tyler pass them on the outside. So I was quite surprised. I said it on the microphone. I talked about it in Victory Lane. I was surprised that Tim took the outside for the restart and gave Tyler the bottom. But Tyler's to the point now where I honestly don't think it matters. He's probably better on the bottom still than on the top, but I think he probably would have found a way to win that race anyway. And ultimately, it wasn't right away. It wasn't like on the restart that Tyler took the lead and drove away. You know, it took several laps of Tyler patiently working the bottom, and his car wasn't rotating off of four like we see a lot. And I don't know if that was track conditions set up, maybe a little bit of both, but he was very patient. And, you know, Tyler is always going to race guys clean, so you don't have to worry about him washing somebody out, running him to the, you know, running his competitors to the fence. So I'm sure that means a lot to Tim, just like it's meant a lot to Corey and Chris over the years, that, you know, Tyler's going to race you hard. If you're going to beat him, you're going to earn it, but he's not going to take you out to get a win. He's going to bide his time and do it the right way, and, you know, that's what happened again last night.
Eric Weston.
Friday night, sorry.
Eric Westendorf, I thank you once again. We'll talk to you next Friday.
I appreciate it, Don. Have a great night.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. And in our family, we're used to getting involved, and I encourage you to do the same, especially when it comes to caring for your loved ones. When I think about Alzheimer's and the impact it had on my family, I recognize that losing a race isn't such a bad day after all. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together.
I'd like to take a minute to talk to you about Steve Scarupa Photography. Steve specializes in wedding photography and shoots landscapes for fun. He has separate websites for both brides and weddings. He shoots some badass photos, sometimes people, sometimes racing, and sometimes nature. Steve's work is excellent. You can check him out at stevescarupaphotography.com or 412brides.com, which is his wedding website. Steve is your go-to guy for the best photographs in the tri-state area. You won't be disappointed.
Hi, this is Eric Westendorf from Learnerville Speedway, and I would like to share some of our Victory Lane interviews from Friday night with you now.
Your defending track champion AJ Flick picks up the feature win here in the People's Natural Gas 410 Sprint Feature, second to the 10 of Carl Bowser. Good run for Michael Bauer in third. Matt Farnham comes home in fourth. Top five run for young Jacob Begenwald, a sophomore in high school just down the road in Freeport. We will head down to Terry Bowser excavating Victory Lane, though, to talk to tonight's feature winner, Complete Chaos, AJ Flick.
Here he comes, fans. Your seven-time defending track champion, AJ Flick. Gets the Sprinkles Neighborhood Market hoagie, Jugamar Burger Farm Dairy iced tea. AJ, I'm assuming the track conditions changed quite a bit. The heat race to the feature, is that something you anticipated, planned for well?
Honest to God, the biggest change was actually from hot laps to the heat race. I didn't expect it to do what it did and slick off as much as it did. It was odd, though, because it wasn't really wide, but yet everything in the actual racing groove was pretty slick already, and you could see the black starting to come in. So I missed it a little bit in the heat race, so that's 2 weeks in a row I need to get my butt in gear. But come feature time, it seems like we're starting to dial this thing in a little bit more. I can keep going a little bit more extreme with what we're working on, but I'm just taking it in baby steps to make sure that at least every race I'm competitive and up front.
I think tonight was one of those times where it was actually an advantage to be in second. Carl was running the high side. You had the opportunity to see if there was something there on the bottom of one and two.
I mean, you just got to be maneuverable. I think I'm one of the best at getting around here on the bottom, maybe behind Dale Blaney, because you know he's a low rider for a reason. But, I mean, it's something I've worked on, and coming from the street stocks, that's where we always ran. So, honest to God, most of my laps around this place are probably around the bottom, and it's just something that I've catered to. And my grandfather, miss him to pieces, never got to meet him, but he passed along a tradition that my father always used to tell me, and the quickest way around a racetrack is always on the bottom. So, if you can figure out how to get it around here every single night, then you'll probably be up front.
Got some new sponsors this year. Tell the fans the new crew on the two car.
Yeah, first off, Tammy and Joe Peluso, everything that those guys have done, they've been incredible for me. They helped me with part of their buyout, and I just wanted to get them opportunity to own a car here and just kind of get them in Victory Lane. It's something that I know they've been craving, and it means a lot to have them on board. Thank you guys very, very much. On top of that, Fast Andy, thank you for being here every single week. The entire Hartman family, Fence by Maintenance Service, Ferguson Heating and Air Conditioning, Trinega Construction, Worthington Industries, I'm just extremely thankful. And every single one of you fans here, it's awesome that when Big E here announces my lineup and I come in fourth, I hear some boos, and I always hear it drowned out by cheers. So for every single one of you guys that continue to cheer on the two, I freaking love you guys more than you even know.
Congratulations on another feature win, AJ Flick.
But for the second straight week, back-to-back feature wins for the crusher, Michael Norris, second to the 10 of John Garvin, third to the 48 of Colton Flinner, fourth to the 29 of Ken Shelton. Brandon Tyler Dietz comes home in fifth.
Climbing out of his XR1. Back-to-back feature wins for the crusher, Michael Norris. Well, Mike, it looked like you were going to cruise to another feature win. Leader never likes to see a caution flag right after.
I'll take it because I kind of screwed up there, and luck was on my side during that caution. I got to apologize to Mike. I just tried threading the needle there, and I must have caught his ear just barely. I mean, it was probably really close, but sorry to him and anybody else who got tore up in that. But, yeah, luck was just on our side tonight, and I always have late race cautions. Thanks to Garvin for leaving me a lane there, and he got me pretty good on that last start. But I knew, like, as long as I could be even with him going into one, that top was so good. And we gambled on tires a little bit. But before I say anything, I got to say thanks to my grandparents in Florida, Pap Norris and Grandma Norris. If it wasn't for my pap and my grandma, this car wouldn't even be here. So this is for them. And my mom and my dad and my wife Jessie, my son Jack, Mindy, Dakota. I mean, Gary Henry and Jeff, they did awesome job. He ran the valves this week, and it was running phenomenal. So Integra Shocks, Rocket Chassis, D&D Auto Salvage, Woods Rod and Custom, Kriller Cycling. I got a huge gang behind me, and thanks to all you fans again. Thanks to Thompson's, and Dan had a pretty good track. So thanks again.
Congratulations on another feature win. 2 for the season, 41 for his career. I've another hand for the crusher, Michael Norris. Got to be honest, Tyler, I was a little bit surprised. You must have been surprised when Tim gave you the bottom for that restart.
I kind of thought that he was going to take the bottom, but I was actually hoping he was going to go high because I think I would have been better up high, but, you know, I just never got the chance to go up there. But I think it would have been a little better in 1 and 2 up high, but that's one of those things that you get stuck in that groove right there and you think you got a good chance to win. You can't really change.
So tell us about this car a little bit. Sold it to Steven Sheltman in the offseason and so got the 17S Regalian sponsors, but it's carried a 00 for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, he was nice enough to let me run it. I do have another car that I'm getting ready, and I've been super busy. So, you know, he's like, hey, man, come on. Him, his crew and guys and his dad, they're like, hey, come on, we'll let you run this. And we were talking about doing some specials or maybe that. So I can't say thanks enough to those guys. They prepared it. They did everything. And hats off to them. I can't thank them enough for letting me get the first couple weeks in with it.
Family crew sponsors, everyone that makes it possible.
Yeah, I definitely got to thank my whole crew, everybody, Todd, Peterman, Jake, Wes, Curly, Ryder, everyone that helps down at the shop, Lexi, and my brother Jeff. I got to thank all his crew because, like I said, without them, I wouldn't have raced the first two nights. So, you know, I'm not sure how much I'll drive this car the rest of the year. I told him, I said, hey, man, I'll drive that thing anytime you want me to drive it. I love this car, but I'm excited to see what he can do in it. And, you know, I think this car's going to stay up towards the front, no matter who's driving it. But definitely got to thank all his sponsors, too. Pole Jack Racing Engines. I don't know what that is. Where's he at? Come up here and tell me your sponsors.
He's got to put you on the spot. Steven Sheltman, who are all the sponsors on the 17S car?
I just want to thank my dad, Keystone Coach Works. He's the one who pays a lot of the bills, so and everybody else. But I just want to put the main focus on him, because if it wasn't for him, Tyler wouldn't be... I wouldn't own it, so thanks, Dad.
Congratulations, Steven Sheltman and Tyler Dietz. Opening their huddle.
I just also want to thank all my sponsors, too, since I don't have my car out. I got Wiest Asphalt Paving Products, Moody Sales and Service. I'm kind of drawing a blank. No, he's off it this year. Kip Johnson Upholstery, Nugent Contracting, C.R. Welsh Notary, Whitetail Heaven Outfitters.
All right, congratulations. Feature winner tonight, your defending track champion, Double Down, Tyler Dietz.
Lanny Fraterre used to say there was no doubt about it. Eric Rudolph dominant in the Deal Automotive Big Block Modified Features. Second to the 165 of Rex King Jr., third to the 29 of Garrett Crummer, fourth to the 9 of Will Thomas, fifth of the 37 of Jeremiah Shingledecker. Went down to Terry Bowser Excavating Victory Lane to talk to tonight's feature winner, Eric Rudolph.
Clam and I let him hear you, Lernerville. Eric Rudolph is your Deal Modified feature winner. Eric had him covered tonight. The best of the best here battle every Friday night. And King Crummer gave you a good run, but every time you come down, you definitely raise the bar, the level of competition here. I feel like those guys might be getting a little closer every year, though.
They're outstanding competitors. There's something about Learnville Speedway. It's one of my favorite tracks in all of the country, and anytime we get a chance to come down here, it's always something we look forward to. I'd like to thank all my sponsors on board here, my family at home. I'd like to say hi to them, and all my fans watching. I'm not sure how many made the track down here, but I'd like to thank them as well.
So thanks for another feature win. Always glad to see you. Enjoy that hoagie. You're probably going to have to share some of that. But another big hand for your feature winner tonight, Eric Rudolph.
I want to take a minute and thank our marketing partners. Number one, Cochran Automotive. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Zarin Truck and Automotive. And RPS Financial Solutions. Without these people, we would not be able to do Rappin' on Racin', and I thank them.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I'd
thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love her.